We'll finish the inyan at the end of Tosfos about Tosfos talks about Edi Chasima b'makom hodas b'adin, that therefore one could distinguish between Shitas Rabbi Elazar by Gitin and Kiddushin, that you must have Edi Mesira, you can't make do with Edi Chasima, as Tosfos goes on, as Tosfos discussed earlier. Whereas Tosfos concludes by saying that by Mammon, perhaps Rabbi Elazar would agree that you won't need Edi Chasima, because of the fact that Hodas Baldin works by Mammon. What exactly does Tosfos mean? So we'll discuss that inyan, and then we'll discuss a little bit on the Ran relating to Shita Sarif. There's the Ramban's approach to the Rif, and there's the Ran's approach to the Rif, and just getting some Rashi Prokim. Obviously, Yishma Chachal Yosef Lekach, there's a lot more to learn through, all the Rayas, all the Kashas, all the Diyukim, but at least for today, for us, just to be able to have some Hashlama. Okay. So we started yesterday to try to understand what did Tosfos tell us at the end when he points out that there's a chiluk between Mammon de Mahani Hodas Baldin Kimea Edim Sagi Beidi Chasima B'Mokam Hodas Baldin Masha'enken Gittin Kiddush and the Gerishin, where Hodas Baldin doesn't work. Tosfos is on the record that even Gerishin is called Chav L'Acherim. Chav L'Acherim is the reason the Gemara says that you can't have Hodas Baldin, and therefore, you need Edi Mesira. So the question is, what exactly is this combination of Hodas Baldin working and Edi Chasima, therefore working for Rabbi Elazar without Edi Mesira? What Ma'inyan Zerazeh? What exactly Manafshach? If Hodas Baldin works, then what do you need Edi Chasima? If Edi Chasima works, what does that have to do with Hodas Baldin not working? What exactly do Tosfos mean? So yesterday we spoke at the Pshat of Iksos, which is very interesting, but b'chora not so compelling Pshat and Tosfos, as many Achronim already point out. But the Mahalach is kedai because it will open up the discussion for other shitas that we will say, other approaches as well. What the Iksos suggested, and he, again, we're going to paraphrase it, you can see a little bit inside, it's in Siman Mem Beis, but we'll talk it outside because of the limited time that we have. So the Iksos takes the idea of Tosfos to mean that there are really two different reasons why one could explain that Rabbi Elazar requires Edi Mesira. Now, when we read the Tosfos, we saw before Rabbeinu Tam mentions the idea of Dabash of the Erva, that even Rabbi Meir would require it. So we were assuming that Rabbi Elazar requires Edi Mesira because without Edi Mesira, you can't have a shtar be valid the Torah shtar, even though there's no Edi Chasima, but you don't need Edi Chasima to make the shtar, but you do need Edi Mesira. In other words, the Edi Mesira who witnessed the giving over of the shtar, with that, the shtar takes on the status of the shtar. They're shaykh to the shtar, they see it giving over. That defines the shtar as a chefza of a shtar, and that's necessary for the shtar to be counted as a shtar. That's called, as we said, Ashvuya shtar. And then we had Rabbeinu Tam bringing in what seems to be a second reason that you need Edi Mesira, and that's because of the Kal of Davish of the Erva. What Tosfos would be now saying, the Maskana, that at first glance Tosfos says you should need Edi Mesira also, just like Yitzorach Lizoher by Gittin, you have to also make sure Edi Mesira by Shtam Matnas Karka. We emphasized the point of Tosfos Eino L'Raya, that was an interesting diuk in its own right. Tosfos would be Mashma that by Shtam Raya, Rav Elazar would concede you could have Edi Chasima, that would be sufficient. But either way, by Shtar Mammon, Shtar Kinyan, you also need Ede Mesira. So we would think, right, that means because it's not a Shtar without Ede Mesira. Comes Tosfos with the Yesh L'Chalek, and what he's trying to say is the following. And what does Hodas Baldin have to do with it? Because Tosfos means that La'olam, you don't need Ede Mesira from Rav Elazar for the sake of making it a Shtar. The star is a star without Edi Mesira. Just the fact that there's a ksav that's written there, the Divrei Hashtar, it has a Torah star. The role of Edi Mesira, and you don't need Edi Chasima, that's the point of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Meir says it's not a star with Edi Chasima, Rabbi Elazar says it is a star without Edi Chasima. What's the pshat of Edi Mesira? Edi Mesira is because of the din of Dabash of Erva. Now, that, what does that do with the Hodas Baldin? So that connects to the other ksos. Other Ksos talks about the Gemara Kiddushin, that the Gemara says, why does Hodas Baldin not work by Kiddushin? Because it's Chav L'Acherim, so it doesn't work by Kiddushin. In fact, the Ksos, in fact, the Rashba really in that Gemara, the famous Kasha of Rishonim. The whole idea of Darashab Erva requiring Shnayim is learned out, Dava, Dava, Mimam. What do we always say, Davis of Erva, that without Aiden, you don't have the ability to affect a status change of Davis of Erva. Without Aiden witnessing the giving over the ring to the woman, even though they're with Das, for she becomes Miskadeshes, he had Das and Mikadesha, Aiden weren't there, she's not Mikadeshes. That means that you need Aiden for the halos to take effect. By Kinyanin, by Mammon, there is no halach like that. We see the Ramna first that way. You give a person, whatever it is, you buy something or you give the shtar, it's giving beno, there's no edim, the transaction takes effect. How could Davish of the Erva require Shnayim for the actual chalos, and it's only because of the Dava Dava mi Mama that we know that, and by Mama that halacha doesn't exist? That's the kasha of the Rashi. Right. Everyone understands the kasha. So the chalos is machadish the following, that fundamentally, the idea is that Mammon also requires the standard that Davish of Erva requires. It's just that the application of that standard is different. And that's where Hadas Baldin, working and not working, is relevant. What is that standard that we require Shnayim for? We require that for the transaction to be Chal, you need that built into this is that it can be verified. It can be Mizbarer. Therefore, says the Ksos, by Mammon, inherent in the Maisa is that you can always be Moda afterwards, and you could be Mivara that it happened through the Hadas Baldin, since it's not Chav L'Achirim. So you have what you need as far as that the standard is met and the Chalos takes effect. Whereas by Davish Be'erva, where we know Chav L'Achirim stops Hadas Baldin from working, so where is the potential to be Mizbara? Where does that come from? It comes from Eidim. Therefore, you need Eidim. So says it so. So that's now the way to plug into Tosis. So Ksos's understanding of why Davish Be'erva requires Shnayim by Davish Be'erva, and yet by Mum you don't need Shnayim mitzad that halacha, is because Hadas Baldin is in fact the same mechanism that the Eidim serve in Davish Be'erva. It's the fact that you can have a birur. So the Mela says Ksos, that would be Pshat and Tosis. L'inyan Mamon, the Mahani Hadas Baldin, Kimea Eidim. So then Tosis could say, Sagi Beidi Chasimba B'makom Hadas Baldin. So what would Tosis mean? Tosis would mean that you don't need to have a special Shnei Eidim for the reason of Rabbi Elazar, of Davish of Erva, because you have Eidi Chasimba, and that's sufficient, and you don't need the what? You don't need Eidi Mesira. That's Linyan Mamon. Right? Eidi Chasimah are going to provide the beer. Okay. So you don't need the Eidi Mesira because there's no din of Davish of Erva requiring Shnayim by Mammon because Hadas Baldin works, and so too Eidi Chasimah work. However, by condition of the Gerishin, where Hadas Baldin doesn't work, it's Chav L'Achirim. Therefore, you have no choice but to have Eidi Mesira because of the din of Davish of Erva. So says the Ksos, basically Pshat and Tosfos. Okay, the dochik is obvious, right? What's difficult? What did Tosfos do then? He basically erased everything he's been assuming until now, that you need, according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Esira, Lashvi Eshtara. Suddenly, Tosfos is backtracking. And he's claiming the only reason you need it is because of Davish Be'erva. Also, what's difficult is Tosfos brought a raya to what he said before, that you need two Eidim of Eidim Esira for Rabbi Elazar in order that it can work. The raya was from the Gemara that pay vav, with Rabbi Yirmiyah, requiring the Sina Lishma for Rabbi Elazar. And the question of Tosfos was, but if Rabbi Meir is okay with this, so why Rabbi Elazar be any different? If Rabbi Elazar can agree that Yichasim will work, so then forget the Eidim Mesira, not having the knowledge of which get is going to be Megarish this woman. You have Eidim Chasim. So we asked, so why is it any better according to Rabbi Meir? The answer is, so we can't get a hope shot, because according to Rabbi Elazar, it's a halacha. According to Rabbi Tam, we ask. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's because of the din of Lishma. And you need Lishma for the Eidim to make the star into a star. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's only din of the Gerishin. Okay. Well, Maisa, according to what Tosfos is saying at the end, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir should be no different. Because the whole halacha of Shnei Eidim for Rabbi Elazar is only because of Davish Be'erva. So why is Rabbi Elazar any worse than Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is okay with this because there is no halacha in the scene of Lishma inside the halacha of Davar Sheba'erva, they don't have to know the which get is Megarish based on Davar Sheba'erva standards. It's only if you want to say that they make Nishtar a star, then you need the star, the Asiya of the get has to be Lishma, the Shwe star has to be Lishma. But you're talking about a different halacha. And Rav Meir doesn't have a problem. If he did, then Rav Elazar should have the same problem. Or Rav Elazar should have the same problem as Rav Elazar. So the whole Rai Tosis Hesfos comes back. And this is what many Achronim ask on the shows. For example, the Divya Cheska, one of the classic Achronim, Simon Lamed Gimel, I found at the very end of the Simon. Mamish, he asked this kasha. After quoting the Xos, Dvar of Tmuim, the very end of the Simon. The Lefisa Hadra Kushas Atosis, the Mai Parach Rebelaza, Mishnaim Shoshokhush Negitin. Halo Yadi Behemi Megarsha. It's not Mivu in the Sinim Mivu Reres. Lefidas Rabbeinu Tam, that according to Rav Meir, you need it, it's not Toras Davar Sheba'erva, and yet the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, even though they don't know which get is Megarish Shar, so then why is Rav Elazar going to have a problem, and even whether Rav Meir is going to have a problem? Okay, so Lamaisa, though, let's just say the following. The Xos had maybe a smach to this premise. And the question is, at the end of the day, is this a real good support for this idea? Could there be a shita out there? Pshantosis probably isn't. But this is something, after everything is said and done, you want to come back to these in Yanin, it's something to keep in mind. There's a Rashi that he thought, it's at the very end of Shir, the tail end of Shir. There's a Rashi that the Xos pointed out. And Rav Nachum took this Rashi's diuk, this diuk in Rashi also seriously, but others think it's not a diuk. Lashon of Rashi, that the Xos says, this Rashi seems to say the following is so. Pshantosis maybe is not, but the idea is, could we perhaps suggest, and we'll see, maybe it's even the Rambam that holds this way. We'll see. Could we imagine, after reading the entire sugya and learning the sugya as much as we did, Rav Elazar, Rav Meir, Edim Mesir de Chasima, could we perhaps imagine that the entire halacha of Rav Elazar, of Edim Mesir Karati, at least by Gittin, you have to know, by Shar Shtaris, because this is not going to make sense by Shar Shtaris. That maybe part of the Shaila and the Gemara is that this very question, what I'm going to tell you right now. But let's talk about Gittin. The halacha of Edim Mesira of Rav Elazar by Gittin is solely based on what principle and what concept? And what we do with Shar Shtaris? Could be we have to change the whole template. I don't know. But if we assume for now, for argument's sake, Rav Elazar spoke by Gittin. But he didn't. He might say, Gov Nechasa Mishabadim. Okay, so we have to know. But Lamaisa, there's a Rashi. And the Lashon Rashi Chavez on the days says the following. The Gemara is talking about the Inyan of Yachal Hizdayef, and that Inyan, if you can write again on what could be tampered with. Rav Elazar holds Edim Mesira Karati. And the Gemara discusses if it's going to be a Laraya, can it also be a written on Yachal Hizdayef or not? But Rashi points out, on top of Chavez and Beis, Rav Elazar he da'amah chasimas haget eina min ha-Torah. You don't need a chasima min ha-Torah, again. Midrash Tikkun Olam is mashma, that's the din of Tikkun Olam, that you do need a chasima, maybe. V'lo sagi l'meisva v'lo eidem esira. But it's not, you can't get away with giving it without eidem esira. That would be insufficient. Look at the words. Here's how you read these words. De'inu hu da'avdi krisus. Because they are the ones that make krisus. Now, if I stopped right now, what would I define those words as saying? They are the Mashwi Shtar. Good. Go on. Rashi goes on. The Al Kachach be'inan Eden. Because you need Eden. The Al Finan Dav Erva Dav Dav Mimimamo. And then Rashi continues. So, the Xos saw in this Rashi the indication that the Eden Mesir of Elazar is synonymous with the Din Dav Dav Mimamo. Again, the Yecheska says, I don't think that's a deal at all in this Rashi. Rashi didn't mean that. Look how Rashi began. Rashi starts by saying, Inu Abdi Krisus. Umashikasavaksos, a very, very, very innocent Lamed Gimel here, the Yecheska. Mashikasavaksos, Lochiach, Midivi Rashi, the Iker, Hei, the Mesiro, Rabbalaza, who rak me Torres, Kinyan, Davish, the Erva. The Alfin David David Mimamun Eno Raya. The other Rabbah, Mimashikasa Rashi, Velo Sagi Lamesva Beloy the Mesira, the Inu the Abdi Krisus. How did Rashi begin? In the Abdi Krisus, Alma Eno Edichasima Polim beget Klal, but who's making the get? The Edim Mesira. him abdi krisis. Umasur fach Rashi loyden din davar mi mamon mitam the ikra star the ikra the star davar shever by shnayim because it's similar to mamon. Okay, whatever he says about in Rashi, but the ksos is not coming from nowhere. This idea that maybe Rabbi Lazar's edim asira are going to be the dim davar shever erva. Now you're going to have to know what about mamon if he requires it by if it works by mamon as well, or if you need it by mamon as well. I mean, so what's that about? That's not davar shever erva. So that's also a question, but. Let's perhaps now go a different direction at the end of Tosfos. How else can we understand? Again, we were magdim this yesterday, just take it a little more sharply focused. What could Tosfos mean? Tosfos is not chozer from the yisod that he was going through the entire time, that Rabbi Lazar's shita of Edi Mesira means not Edi Chasima, but only Edi Mesira, and the reason is because Edi Mesira are Abdi Krisos, are Mashvishtara, and without them, the star is not a star. And you can't have another possible way for the star to be a star. He does not accept the riff, does not accept their mayor's idea of Edi Chasima. And yet, Tosfos says, when it comes to Mamon, we can allow Edi Chasima b'makom odas baldin. What does that mean? So, the first, and this is what we'll see, let's leave out the Edi Chasima part. But l'chayra, what we could say, and there's a smach to this from we see a Lashon Ramban in the back, but the Ran quotes. And the vort would be as follows. You need Eide Mesira for the star to be a star. But by Mamon, you have Eide Mesira in a different form. How so? The Baldavar is giving the star to the person who's being called at the field or whatever. The Mesira of the star, Al Yedid Baldavar, is a communication. He is being molded that I want to sell you the field. The star says, Sadai Mechuralach. He hands over the star to the prospective buyer. No, what do you have here? You have the equivalent of Edim Mesira. Why? Because by doing this, you're conceding that you want to do this. So the very action that the Mocher is doing, or the Nosei Namatana is doing through giving over the star, that Be'etzem is the form of the Edim Mesira of Rabbi Lazar. By Gittin Kedushin, you can do that. But the Gittin Kedushin, you can't have a Hodas Baldin, so then you need Edim Mesira Mamish. But by Mamon, you can have the Hodas Baldin. Now, that's not going to fully answer Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? That if you have, since Hodas Baldin works, then what? Sagi be Edim Chasim. So we have to still fix that. So why is Chasim necessary? Right. That's the next question. So where is Edim Chasim fitting in? You just tell me the Hodas Baldin is the Mesina of the star. So you have it right there. Who needs Edei Chasim at all? But just to show you that this is not a totally wild svara, okay, that we're coming up with, look at the Ran, quoting the Ramban. In the long run, before the one that we'll do soon, so one of the kashas that they ask on the Rif is Magmara in Ksuvis, Per Mishaya Nasui. So just a little bit, a one line from that paragraph that begins, Ela Shaharaz HaLevi Hiksha. It's in the Ozva Hadar, it's Pesh Kuf Mem Hei. It's a few paragraphs before where the Ran goes, Mashanir Ali Bazet. So they bring a Gemara in Ksuvis, Tzadi Dalit, Shnei Shtaris that come out on the same day. Each person says, I'm the one that acquired the field. Each one's got his name on it. What do you do now? Rab Machokas, Rab and Shmuel, Rab says Yachloku, the two buyers who have a star can split it. Misafik, you don't know who's really the buyer. Shmuel says the Dayanim have to choose. It's a toss-up. Okay. The Gemara wants to say that it's totally in the Machokas, Rab Meir and Rab Elazar. According to Rab Meir, they're both Kona at the end of the day. So Bevasacha, so they're both Kona because nothing is Chal at the Mesira. Everything is Chal since the date is what it is, so it's chal at the end of the day, and they're both kone biyachad. That's Rav Meir, that could be why Yachok. And the other shita is Rav Elazar, the one who says shuda, because Edim Mesir Karati, one person got it first, whoever got the star first is kone. That was the Gemara's suggestion. Asks the Baal Amor and the Rif, but if you, the Rif, hold, that according to Rav Elazar, you can also have the root called Edei Chasima, you also are masking you can have Edei Chasima. So then it should be Achloku for Rav Elazar as well. That was the kash. Because Edei Chasima, so then they're both Kona at the end of the day. Because Edei Chasima karti. Big deal, the Mesira was given first. But Edei Chasima are Kores. Says the Ran in this paragraph, Ramban Zal tirates, and it's from the Machamos here on the bottom, but he quotes it. The Afa Gav de Rav Elazar Moda de Chasim Makarti, but since there's no hour mentioned in the star, so Memela Mitzad de Chasima, they're going to both be equal weight at the end of the day. Memela, says the Ramban, the one who got it first, now, were the Edom Mesira here? Presumably not. There's Edi Chasima. But he says, the one who got it first, Kana Mishas Mesira, but he says, wait a second, but if the Rechit Tema came into the Lord Tzarech Edi Mesira, how do you know the word Edi Mesira? You don't need Edi Mesira if you had Edi Chasima. Dilma below Edi Mesira Masa. How do you know it's given with Edi Mesira? You want him to be Kona because he got it first. How do you know the way the Mesira? If the way the Mesira, okay, so whoever got it first, way the Mesira is Kona first. So maybe it's a ship, but maybe it was never given by the Mesira. Yeshlomar, the Inyan Dini Mamnis, Mesiras Baldin Kimei Edim Dami. Okay, that line. What did Ramban say? Mesiras Baldin Kimei Edim Dami. No, this Lashon of the Ramban is what we're saying right now. Mesiras Baldin Kimei Edim Dami. The Mesira of the Baldin is itself the equivalent of Edim Mesira. Now, the Ran asks that why doesn't it work by get? What would the Ramban answer? Hadas Baldin can't work by get because it's... Okay. So what did the Ran ask? Why was the Ran asking the Kasha? He would hold that get is not called Chavachim. Because that's a separate machokas we've shown him, as we've discussed already, whether the Gemara only says Chavachim on Kiddushin because it asks on Krovin. By getting, Gemara never says it. Some Rishonim, my Tosa says it's also called Chavachim. Not everybody holds that way. Mestama, that's why the Ran asked the Kasha that he asks on the Ramban. But meanwhile, the Ramban is willing to say that the Mesiras Baldavar is considered Hadas Baldin. So you see already, the idea that we're trying to suggest in Tosis is not a foreign idea. But of course, we still have to figure out what did Tosis say, this idea that this Lashon Edi Chasima are serving, you know, B'makom Hadas Baldin. There's also a Lashon Tosis that Rav Kibeger quotes here from Tosis Daf later on, Daf Yudam Adbeis, such a Lashon also. But meanwhile, what could be the Pshat? So, a few possibilities. One could say, I don't think it's mashmatosis this way, but just maybe, like this, it's balbatish. Maybe it's not a real hadash baldin. If you're giving over a piece of paper that doesn't even have edim on it, why do I have hadash baldin? Because the baldavar comes and gives it over to the person, here's my field, sadeh mechurlach. But if it's something which is just a piece of paper without any formal trappings of edim that are signing, the whole thing is a joke. Maybe it's not even viewed as a Hadas Baldin. Now, one could argue it's not really the Edi Chasima that are really doing anything. It's the Hadas Baldin, but Hadas Baldin has to be a real Hadas Baldin. Giving over a piece of paper without Edim is called, it's not called Hadas Baldin. Now, that's what I could say on my own. Does it sound like that in the words of Tosfos? We both say. Does it sound that way? Does it sound that way in the lesson of Tosfos? Why not? What does Tosfos say? The Indian moment is Nahani Adas Baldin Sagi Beidi Chasim but B'makom Adas Baldin. Doesn't say it's Hadas Baldin is only Adas Baldin because of Beidi Chasim. So maybe a slightly different version of this, and Rav Nachum brings this, and maybe Makoros for this also. The idea being that we want the Shtar to become a Shtar through the Edim Mesira, / what are the Edim Mesira? Hadas Baldin. But a star can only be a star if it's going to stand up to scrutiny. If someone will challenge the star, it will stand up to scrutiny. Mehechadesa, this person is going to be moderator. And if he's and he could deny everything. There has to be some way that there's a checks and balances built in to the Edim Mesira, making the Shtar a Shtar. Fundamentally, you have Edim Mesira, because Hadas Baldin is present in the form of Hadas Baldin, is a form of Edim Mesira. But the Shtar cannot be a Shtar if it's not going to be Omed Neged, a potential Eor. That's not called a Shtar. There's a Lushan of the, in the Shita quoted in Suvis, in Sadi Dalit, I think it's footnote of Rav Nachum, that they bring this from the Shita in the Ra'ah. It's quoted in footnote 107, if you want to find it later. Ra'ah in Ksuba Sadi Dalet, Kol Shtar, She'efshar Lahakhisha Lo Havishtar. Remember, we mentioned this with Kiv Eger once, with regard to the issue, you remember? With Achad Nambi Surin, what? With Eid Achad, the Shtar, since you could challenge the Eid Achad, so the Shtar can become a Shtar. Now, Kiv Eger says this in Kedushin Samachay. Shtar the Eid Achad, even if you say the Mekadosh be Eid Achad, might have a tzad possibly to be Choshes in Kedushin, but a Shtar Kedushin Eid Achad would not be a Shtar, because since it could be challenged, the Baal could be Machish, Eid Achad Bakchasha, it's not a Shtar. So it's a new cloud. You have your Eidim Nesivu Todas built in, but here it's even worse than the case of Kiv Eger. It's not just that someone could challenge it. You don't even know if he's going to be Moda. So, L'maisa, there is Todas built in the act itself of giving it over. That L'maisa checks the box called Eidim Nesira. But a star it can't be if there is no way that it would stand up at some point, if there'll be a challenge. How do you know it's going to ultimately be able to speak? It's not called a star if you can't get a rai out of the star. So therefore, in that regard, you need Eidi Chasima. So it's, again, what's really carrying the weight of the Eidi Mesira, of the requirement of Eidi Mesira Shvi Shtar, is the Odas Baldin. But you need that aspect of Eidi Chasima in order that it should ultimately become a star with these Eidi Mesira, with Odas Baldin. So then already words of Tosfos could fit. This could already be a way of reading Tosfos. In other words, Le'inyan Mama Demahani Odas Baldin. So now, in other words, that gives you the verification that the star can actually be able to stand up to scrutiny, to challenges, and have Eidim Mesira with Odas Baldin. So that's why Tosfos says you have Eidim Mesira with Odas Baldin. That's the combination. Whereas by Kedushin and Gerushin, we don't have Odas Baldin. So then you're going to have the real Eidim Mesira. So this is another possible way to to try to give a pshat in what Tosfos is saying at the end. Now, just on this inyan, two Rambams that I had to look at, right? What do you make of these two Rambams? Remind you of the two Rambams. One in Hilchas Gerushin, and one in Hilchas Mechira, right? Let's see, do we have it here? Yes. Lashon HaRambam, this Nachum has a piece on this later on. This is not by us. This I found later on in Rav Nachum, on Daf Yud, on the days. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. Hilchas Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Ketzad B'shtar. Kasav lo al niyar o al acheres, o al ola. You write on whatever surface. You write the word Sadai Nesuna Lach. Sadai Mechura Lach. The words of the star are, my field is given as a gift to you, it's sold to you. That's what's written on this surface. Kamen Shiagia Ashtar Liyado Kon. Once the recipient, the Kona, the Makabo, gets a star, he's Kona, says the Rambam. Afa Pish ain't Sham Edim Klau. What Edom is the Rambam referring to? Certainly he was referring to which Edom are not there. There's no Edom in the Shtar Eidei Chasim, that's for sure. But Rambam says, Apish ain't shav Edom klal. Vapish ain't ashtar shavakum, and so on. No. What about Edom Mesira? Now the Rambam paskins Edom Mesira karti. Is the Rambam discussing the case of Edom Mesira? Does he say anything about Edom Mesira? He says he written on the Shtar are these words, Sadei Nesun Aloch. The Shtar gets to the Mekavel, Kana. No Eidim. No Eidim sounds like no Eidim of Eidei Chasima, no Eidim of Eidei Mesira. Makes sense? So how does it work? Now, the Rambam holds Eidei Mesira karti. Hold that Rambam. Go to the other Rambam, Hilchas Gerushin. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Minayin sheyitnenu la b'fnei Eidim. How do you know you have to give the get in front of Eidim Mesira? This is Rav Elazar. How do you know you need to give in front of Eidim? Harei hu omer. Al pishnaim Eidim o shlosh Eidim yakum davar. It says yakum davar. That's the case of Mama. The EF sheshetia zu hayom erva v'abola Mrs. Beisdin u'macha tiyam luteres below Eidim. How can it be that today she's usher with Mrs. Capital Punishment, if someone marries her, takes her, tomorrow, Muteris, How could it be? What's the Rambam doing here? He's giving a reason why you need Eidim. Why do you need Eidim? What do you need? Because Eidim is Shirik, right? No, isn't that right? So what I'm doing is coming up with a new idea. What is he saying? What does he mean? What could the Rambam mean? It says, Yakum Davar, E'ef Shashatia. So one way to read the Rambam, this is the question. One way to read this Rambam is, maybe like Daksos, who thought that Rashi meant this, that the whole halacha of Eidim by Nesina Saget is to because of the din of Davar Sheba'erva. So the Rambam is kind of putting his own spin on Davar Sheba'erva. Davar Sheba'erva, you can't have it happen without it. It didn't happen if Eidim didn't see it happen. In other words, Davar Sheba'erva are the ones that kind of put their stamp on making this a formal act. Davar Sheba'erva, you gave her the ring and you said Rim Kudeshes and she accepted it. If there's no Eidim, it doesn't have a formality to it. Says the Rambam, you can't, again, it's the same thing. You can't have the status change from being an Ishes Ish to becoming free of being an Ishes Ish without the validation of the Eidim that formally are there. So that Rambam is basically putting his own Hezbollah, you could say, into the Din of Davar Sheba'erva. But if that's what Rambam is doing, then it comes out that that's the Din of Rav Elazar. I thought Rav Elazar's halacha of Eidei Mesira is, as we said, Lashvi Ashtara, and the Rambam instead is saying something different. But if you read the Rambam that way, then it comes out the whole halacha of Rav Elazar is only that you don't need Eidei Chasima, period. And by get, you need Eidim because Davar Sheba'erva, and by Mammon, you don't even need that. Interesting, right? That's one way to read the Rambam. Go back to the other Rambam, Hilchos Bechira, right? So there are this is actually brought in Shulchan Aruch, this Rambam. And then you have Hagos of Bikib Eger in the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if they bring it here. No, they didn't have it here in this Rambam, in this page. Bikib Eger learned Pshat. There's a whole tumma with the Sman and the Shach. But Bikib Eger thought that the case of the Rambam of Mechira Alev Zayin is, if you don't have Eidim Mesira, then what could it be about this case? What could it have going for it? Maybe. Who wrote these words? Uh-huh. So you want to say Kasav Lo means the Baal. So then, what do we have? What do we call that? Savyada. So there's some redeeming factor here. It's not Aksav Sofer, Mesiras Haget, or Misnaget, Mesiras Hashtar, Harayat, Hasadizu Mechura. It's Ksav Yado. Ksav Yado says the Rambam will work. Rav Chaim didn't think Pshat that way. Baruch Ber quotes Rav Chaim, so does the Imam Moshe, Talmud of Rav Chaim. The Imam Moshe, Simon Tezayin, has a lot of Yonim Shtaris here, quotes this Rambam. He quotes the Rambam Hilchas Gerushin. First of all, he starts with Hilchas Gerushin. He says, why does Rambam have to give a reason that you need Eidim by a get? You need Eidim to make it a star, either Eidim Chasim or Eidim Asira. The Rambam has to give another explanation. E.F. says she should be an Eishas Ish today and free the next day from being an Eishas Ish. And does the Rambam mean that you need Dafke Eidim Asira? The Rambam holds like the Rif. The Rambam holds that you can even have Eidei Chasima too. So you can't tell me you need... We have to know what the Rif does with the Davar Sheba'erva halacha. The Rif holds you don't need Shnayim. Somehow you can fulfill Davar Sheba'erva with the Eidim Mesira somehow. You don't need Shnayim Eidim Mesira for the Rif for Davar Sheba'erva. So what does the Rambam mean? Hanias Daiti says, based on what I heard from Rav Chaim, Mover Rabbi Hagrach, the Shita Sarambam in Hilchas Gerushin Mizbayer Miperik Alf Mechira. The ain't sarach klal Eidim b'shtari kinyan. Chaim said, shtar kinyan does not need Eidim. There's a lashon Rambam there. Kesa b'shtar, kasav al niyar ocheres, sadeh nesunalach, higiyah shtar liyado, kana, even though ain't of Eidim. Sounds like there are no Eidim Mesira either. So what's the purpose of Eidim Chasima, Eidim Mesira b'shtaris? Because he might have been forged by the Mekabel. He might have forged it. But if you're modeh, that you gave the star, kosher below Adim klal apishtari kinyan. Could this be true for Rav Meir? For Rav Meir? Chevra. Of course not, right? The Ram Hosek of Elazar. According to Rav Meir, you need a Yechasima. Don't tell me the Rambam's talking about with Edim Asira. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? The Pshat in the Rambam is that you have Hadas Baldin. So now, what did the Rambam mean in Hilchos Gerushin? So what did the Rambam say, according to Rav Chaim, you gave over Ksav Sofer to the Mikado. He's Kone. How's he Kone? The Rambam doesn't hold up that you sold, that we said in Tosfos, that you have to have the check, the potential that the shtar could be omed to a scrutiny. The Rambam holds, Hodas Baldin is enough. That makes the shtar. There was Hodas Baldin. So, what did the Rambam mean Hilchos Gerushin? Maybe the Rambam meant the following. It can't be, should be mutter tomorrow if she's also today, meaning what doesn't work by gittin. What doesn't work? She can't be mutter just like that. You can't snap your fingers because I'm mutter. You can't have a mutter through what? Through Hadas Baldin. So what the Rambam is basically saying, Hilchos Gerushin, is a way of saying that what works by Hilchos Mechira, namely Hadas Baldin, cannot work by get. So the Rambam, rather than learning that the first pshat we said the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin was that the Rambam is saying that the whole halach of Edim Mesira is halach of Davar She'Be'erva. The Rambam is explaining Davar She'Be'erva, requiring Shnayim through this Hesber that it has to be formal. You can't have it one day one way, one day the next day. The status changed. You need to have Davar She'Be'erva, you need to have two Edim, and that would basically be the din of Edim Mesira of Rav Elazar, at least by get. Now we're saying differently. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira is saying, it's not Ksav Yado, it's not Edim Mesira, it's Hodas Baldin. The Hodas Baldin, without having to have Edim Chasima either, not like we said in Tosfos. Edim Mesira can be used in the form of Hodas Baldin. That is the Edim Mesira. That makes the Kinyan. You wrote, Sari Mechuralach, it happens, you give it over, you are molded, that makes the Kinyan. So why can't that work by get? The answer is because Hodas Baldin doesn't work by get. How did the Rambam convey that idea, that Hodas Baldin doesn't work? By saying, you can't just make her mutter one day if she was also the day before. Meaning, Hadas Baldin cannot work by get. That's the Rambam. These are all possible ways to read the Rambam, not the only ways to read the Rambam. But again, it plays out in terms of the two approaches that we set in our Tosis. L'masha, according to the Ksos, what did Tosis say at the end? That the whole halacha of Rav Elazar by get is the din of Darash of the Erva. That would be one reading in the Rambam. According to the other approach, Tosus is building off Hodas Baldin, but Tosus happens to hold, you need Edi Chasima as well to plug that hole, to make it a star. And according to what we're saying now, the Rambam, that's what the Rambam is saying, but you don't even have that second requirement. You just need Hodas Baldin as Edi Mesira. Okay, that's the Indian, the Rambam. Yeah, Natan and then Bar Noam, yeah.
So how could it be that the Edi Mesira only works for the Darash of Eirun? Because if there's no Edi Chasima, then some of the
Edim
Mesira are going to make the
star
as well.
According to which
pshat? According to the
Ksos. According to the Ksos, yeah.
So in the Chasima, then some of the Edim Mesira are also going to make the star. Not only are they there for Davar
She'Be'erva. No? According to Ksos, it sounds like there is no halacha of Edim Mesira as for the star. The star is a star without any Edim. The star is a star because there's a Ksav of the star. There's only a halacha of Davar She'Be'erva. Again, how does that work with the Shar stars? The answer is, again, you have to know what Shar starts if you need the Mesira. So what do you need them for? Umaysa, you have but that's what the Rambam is saying, effectively. That the Shtar is handed over without any Edim, and the Kinyan took place. It comes out that just for, now you know that it happened, but it's not really the Etzema requirement, comes out. You don't need Edim Mesira to make it a Shtar. You just need Edim Mesira by Davar She'Be'erva, because it didn't Davar She'Be'erva. But that's not, okay, that's for sure not the way Tosfos was learning. And again, according to Ksos, Tosus ended up that way, but that's not the Pashtus of Tosus. Tosus holds there's two halachas. There's halacha by get of Darash She'Be'erva, even a mayor would agree to that. And there's a din, according to Rav Elazar, that without Edi Chasima, you can have the star with Edi Mesira.
But then why would the Ksos require Edi Chasima at all? If you can have a star without
so that's what we, why would the Ksos, I mean the Ksos is pshat in right. Tosus. Why would you need Edi Chasima at all, according to Tosus? What did the Ksos mean that you can just have
Tikkun Olam.
Maybe. Tikkun Olam. What? Mm-hmm. Essentially, if the whole halacha was Davar Sheva Erva, and here there's no din Davar Sheva Erva, and Memela, you have no other halacha of Eidim Mesira. So what do you need the Chasima?
If they die, because what happens if they die?
For the Raya, yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's what it says in the Gemara, says that.
Yeah, she's saying it's also difficult. One exercise. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Question. Yeah.
The Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, doesn't he end off saying that if you don't have a mesira, it'll be like im nasan lo get beino lebeino that people be
erachad. And again, it's nothing.
Yeah. Right. If you don't have a mesira, then it's not a shvuy shemar. It's not like.
No. That. So you could say because if you want to learn the first way, the way of the Rambam's not telling you why. According to the second reading of the Rambam is telling you why Hodas Baldin can't serve as Eidim Mesira. So the Olam Eidim Mesira are needed Lashvuy Yishtara. You have the Eidim Mesira Lashvuy Yishtara through Hodas Baldin that works by Mammon. But Hodas Baldin cannot work by Get. That's what the Rambam means by saying, E'efshe Shetia Zuha Yom Ervav Habalab Misa U'machatim U'teres is another way of saying what? Hodas Baldin cannot work by Get. That's what those words of the Rambam are saying. You can't have it one day she's this because you need... You can't just be molded to that. That's Hodas Baldin, Chav L'Acherim. So the Rambam is saying that Hodas Baldin doesn't work. And according to this reading, the Rambam does hold you need Eidim Mesira L'Ashvui Yishtara. And where are the Eidim Mesira in Hilchos Mechira? Hodas Baldin is Eidim Mesira. That's our second reading of the Rambam. The first reading of the Rambam is saying to the contrary. The Rambam is saying in Hilchos Gerushin, this idea of E'ef Sheshetia is a way of saying the rule of Davar Sheba'erva. So you need a formality.
How do you understand the end of the Rambam?
No, so because...
It's not a get?
Yeah, because without Davar Sheba, without Shnayim, it's not a get, period. That's in
the
Raisa.
It's just the get won't work.
Ain't no get means not garrison. Yeah, ain't no get, you're Medaik, very good. Ain't no get, you're asking. Ain't no get sounds like it's a din of get. Okay. But ain't no get is the Rambam's way of saying the garrison's not chal. The Rambam's ain't no get means it's midaraisa no good. Why midaraisa no good? Because he didn't have Davar Sheba Erva, he didn't have Shnayim. I hear you. I'm the yes. And a get, you mean? And a get sounds like din and a get. Okay. Ulai, you know, you come to this midaik ad kadekach. The Rambam's point would be that without the davish and the erva shnei edim, you don't have a garrison. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's a little deal like the other pshat. Okay. You see two readings of the Rambam Michal's garrison of both. Again, it's clear. Shall I repeat if anybody, for the benefit of anybody? Two readings of the Rambam Michal's garrison and how it translates to Hilchos Mechira. Okay, the two Rambams. The first way is to say, and each pshat you can ask kashis, don't leave, don't worry, this is more to be mefalpel, but for us, just to hear two gishot, two ways to learn pshat. One way is, again, you can see Rav Nachum there if you want more on this, in Daf Yud. Where was it I told you before? Yeah. So one reading of the Rambam is that the Rambam is telling us the rule of Davish of the Eva Nishnayim is expressed in the Rambam through a figure that EF Shetia Zuha Yom Erva and tomorrow Teimu Teres below Eidim. The Rambam is touching up the rule called Davar Sheba Erva requiring Shnayim. There has to be some Eidim that are there in order that this has a status of a real ceremony that the Eidim are there and present, and that's why the change occurred. The Davar Sheba Erva idea means that validates the transaction, that the transaction takes effect, that halacha is only halacha by Davar Sheba Erva. Therefore, what follows is that when you have in regular mechira, so there's no din of Davar Sheba Erva, and therefore there's no din of Eidim Mesira, there's the halacha of the ksav itself was given over, and that works without Eidim Mesira, because the whole halacha of Eidim Mesira of Elazar is halacha of Davar Sheba Erva. That would be one way to read the two Rambams. Other way to read the Rambam, but that would pin the Rambam down, that you mamish don't have a din of Ashvui Yishtara at all. Other way is to say, no, Olam, there is a din of Eidim Mesir v'Ashvui Yishtara. And the question in Hilchos Mechira is, where are they? There's no Eidim. Pasha means there's no Eidim at all. The answer is, you have the Ashvui Yishtara through the Todas Baldin, as we saw in the Ramban, quoted by the Ran. Tosus, we saw it maybe requires Eidim Chasima as well, because otherwise the shtar wouldn't be able to be a chalosh shtar if someone could contradict it. Okay, the Ram doesn't accept that extra condition. So the mesira says shtar is a doras baldin. That makes a mesira, and that's why the shtar is a shtar. That's by mechira. What the Rambam means, milchus gerushin, that you can't have it one day she's nashis ish, the next day she's mutter. The Rambam means that because of, that's why Hodas Baldin can't work. You can't make it just like that. You can't have Hodas Baldin work by Gerushin. Therefore, you're going to have your Edim Mesiva. That's where you start. That's another way, again, another way of reading it to Rambam. Let's go on to the Ran, on the Rif. Now, what is the Pshat in the Rif? The Rif is of the opinion that it's not just Edim Mesiva that worked for Abu Lazar. You can also have Edim Hasima without Edim Mesiva. There are two ways to learn Pshat in the Rif. That there's the Ramban's Pshat and how he understands the Rif, and then there is the Ran. And then the Rambam, you have to know how to read the Rambam. The Rambam also is like the Rif. But let's just talk about the Ramban's take on the Rif versus what the Ran does himself. One of the kashas that's asked on the Rif by Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Lashon, the Ran quoted this early on, the Lashon of Rav Elazar is Eide Mesira Karati. If the Rif is correct, that Eide Chasima without Eide Mesira also work, not like Tosis, right? But Eide Chasima work as well without Eide Mesira, then Rav Elazar's words should have been worded differently. He shouldn't have said Eide Mesira Karati. What should he have said? One more word. Af Eide Mesira. That was a question that was asked on the Rif. The Ramban fundamentally agrees with that understanding of the Rif, that really there's two ways that you can have the get become a get, the shtar become a shtar, through the method of Eide Mesira, through the method of Eide Chasima, essentially is an Af Eide Mesira Karati, meaning to say, what's the premise of the Kasha? Af Eide Mesira Karati means that you can have Karati, you can make a Shvui Shtara through the Eide Chasima, also you can do it through Eide Mesira. Meir doesn't know about Eide Mesira making it a shtar. You've got to have Eide Chasima for the shtar to be a shtar, for the get to be a get. Meir, Rav Elazar says, you can have Eide Mesira, but he concedes that you can also have it through Eide Chasima. So what about the word Af? What does it say Af? Ramban, because if it said Af, you would think you need both. You think you need Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira, so you don't want to make that mislead people to think you need both. So he says Eide Mesira Karati, but meaning Eide Mesira can work independently, but in a Chanami, so can Eide Chasima work independently. How does Eide Chasima work independently? The same way it works for Rav Meir. The same it works for Rav Meir, it works for Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is Mosif. There's another method, another way for the Shtar to work through Eide Mesira. So is the Mahalach in the Rif as understood by the Ramban. Again, giving everything very, very bekitzer. Again, you have to learn it up more carefully. What makes the Ran unique in his take on the Rif is that that's not the Pshat at all in Rav Elazar's, in the Rif's take on Rav Elazar. It's not even a kasha to begin with that it should say Af. To say Af would be implying that Rav Elazar also knows about the methodology of Eide Chasima making it a Shtar. The same way Rav Meir thinks about a star, the star becomes a star through Eide Chasima. Rav Elazar allows for that to be, in fact, a valid way for the star to be a star, and there's another way. What the Ran does is say, no, Rav Elazar's words are very precise. Eide Mesira Karati. What makes the star a star is the Mesira. And the Mesira needs Eide Mesira. What does it mean that the Rif says that you can have the Eide Chasima with Eide Mesira? Because in a sense, when you have Eide Chasima with Eide Mesira, the Eide Chasima can serve as Eide Mesira. What does that mean? So here we have to look at the Lashon of the Ran and see how to explain it. But that's, according to the Ran, it's not a kasha, it should say Af. Af means there's one method, here's another method. No, it's always because of Eide Mesira. It's just that you can get to Eide Mesira through Eide Chasima. Says the Ran toward the end, Masanir li bazeh, the Rav Elazar svirale, the Eide Mesira b'chud karti, the Eide Chasima lo karti. So it's not an af. V'haino de'amina b'chol duchta. That's what we always say in Rav Elazar svirale, the Eide Mesira karti. V'lo amrinan af Eide Mesira. So what's the word? What's the risk word of Rav Elazar? My the mode, Rav Elazar, the Eide Chasima Mahani. Hani Mishem Desvirale, Sha Mesira Koreses, the Mesira creates the chalos in the star, makes the star effective. The Nesinas Hashtar, Kosh Yes Beshaita Eidim. As long as there are Eidim present at the time, Bein she'em mi'idim al mesira, whether they are Edim that can be testifying on the mesira itself, o al guf hadavar, or on the thing, on Guf HaDavar. What does Guf HaDavar mean? The star. That's it, the star. But that's also called Eidim Mishira. Umeat Mashemode Rav Elazar, the get hachasim be'edim kores, af al pi shelon nasan be'edim mishira, kimo shemochichos koos in the rayas, because after the Gemara, we have many rayas to the Rif, and you have to go back over the other paragraphs before. La mishem b'sviru le'de edi chasim akarti, as the Ramban, for example, took the Rif. Ela shemesira koreses mekeven sheish edim al ikar hadavar. If you have edim on the ikar hadavar, on the star, to have a lilu edi chasima ki edi mesira. So the edi chasima can be like edi mesira. Ultimately, you have the need of the mesira is kores, as long as you have edim that could speak to the mesira. How could you have edim speaking to the mesira? Either they're literally there, present, watching the mesira, or yeah, the edim are speaking to the mesira because they saw the star, and where do you see the star later? The Yad HaIsha, the Yad HaMekabel. They signed the star by the Baal. Now the Gad is by the Isha. So what do we have as a result of seeing the Eidich Hasima? We now realize that there was a Mesira. That means Eidich Hasima are the equivalent of Eidich Mesira, because through what they're doing, we also now understand about the Mesira. That's good enough to say that that's Kores, because you have Edom on the Mesira. How? Because you have Eidich Hasima, and you see the star by the Yad HaIsha. So we put two and two together, and I have Eidich Mesira through the Eidich Hasima. That's the word of the Ran. Not that you have a new way to make the star a star through Eidich Hasima, but you have the Mesira's Kores, as long as there are Edom that speak so to that Mesira. Either they can speak to that Mesira by witnessing it literally at the time, or the fact that they signed on the star beforehand, and you see Biyad HaIsha, that's cool that the Edom are made on the Mesira as well. Now, let's pause for a second and see what is the Nekuda in the Ran. So what does it mean to say that the Edi Chasima are Edi Mesira? They signed before, we see it Biyad HaIsha, that's good enough that you have your Edom Mesira. The Mesira is Kores because you have Edom on the Mesira. What does that mean?
I said a question.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily sound so much like in the Rif, but this is what he's, is the Ran is explaining the Rif?
I think so. I think he's explaining the Rif. I think so.
There's this Deloba Inan Edom Mesira, Hechadig Edom Chasim. It sounds like two separate things.
No. So the Rif is just giving you the bottom line. The Ran is giving you the Lumbus. This is speaking in more practical terms. You have Eidich Hasima, you don't need Eidich Mesira. Maisa, what's the Mahalach? Why is that so? That's the Ran, because the Mesira is Kores, because you have Eidim on the Mesira. Through the Eidich Hasima, you have Eidus on the Mesira. How is it that the Eidich Hasima are viewed as Eidim Mesira? Exactly what does this mean? This seems to be a very important Nekuda that differentiates the Ksos and the Nesivis. Again, we have time to go through all the ins and outs. I'll give you some new Ramakomas on it, but if you want to look more into it. But it's very interesting. The Ksos, this I give you one Ksos in a few different places. I gave you Simit Sadi, right? So let me bring you the case that the Ksos brings the Ran in connection to. The Ksos brings a case of this. Interesting case. Has to do with, starts over the case in Choshen Mishpat, that two Edom saw somebody. There's a dinner shuas hanotkin. If there's a situation of a claim that how much the injury was caused, so there's one of the takanas with shuas hanotkin that you swear how much and you collect the damages. So they didn't actually see the person beaten up, but they saw the person walk in without any bruises, and he walks out of the room where the other guy was with bruises, and that's enough to be viewed as edim on the chavala. Okay. Working off of that case in Simon Sadi in Choshen Mishpat, the Ksos brings a comparable type of a case in Evan Ezer. What's the case? A person says Hareyat, he has a ring in his hand. The Edom are supposed to see the Mesiras Tabas. They're supposed to see how the ring is taken from the Chasen, put on the finger of the Kal. But what if they didn't actually see the Mesiras Tabas? They saw him with the Tabas beforehand. He said, Hareyat Mekudesh Esli B'Tabazu. They blanked out for a second. They tuned out. They closed their eyes. They turned away. They heard distraction. They turn right back. Where's the ring? On her finger. Is she mekudeshes or not? Do you have Edim on this kedusha? They didn't actually see the Mesiris Tabas, but they saw the ring a second before. 10 seconds later, they turn back, the ring is on the finger. Does that count as Edim kedusha? That's the shaila here that the Ksos brings in the Beis Shmuel. Did anyone see this there inside? Good. V'lo ro Edim nesina rakimat rega tabas biyada v'lo sagi im lo nshinasalai. It couldn't be otherwise. I mean, had the ring get to her on her finger? He's holding the ring and now it's by her finger. So, right, obviously, he put it on her finger, but they didn't actually see it. So he says, just like the case of Chavola, you can emotzi mamon, based on the fact that it's more than circumstantial evidence, I guess you could say. They see the guy without bruises, he walks into the room, he comes up with bruises, that means that they can testify that this person was beaten up, and now comes with an oath, and the guy can claim whatever the damages were, and collect whatever the damage was anotrin is for such a case. So too over here, they didn't see Mesiras Tabas, but they saw the before, they saw the after, good enough. So says the Beit Shmuel. In fact, the Tumim, Rianus and Ibishitz, the Tumim asks, Badin and Mamanis, it's good enough. Badin and Mamanis, the rule is, Lo'irvi Sahadi Elishakari. What does it mean? The purpose of Edom's existence, why Edom created, to prevent deception. In other words, people can deny what took place, so the Edom going to be able to bring to light the facts. That's the purpose of Edom. So you could say that if you have a Yediya in such a manner that they saw the person without bruises, and they saw him with bruises, okay. So now obviously that's good enough that the Edom can tell you that it happened, that the person was beaten up. That's good enough. In fact, the two men, but in the case of Kedushin, Zeras HaMelech, that you have to, HaMekadosh B'li Edom, is not a Kedushin. So Mabekach, that it's clearly known that there was a Mesiras Tabas, but the Maisha, the Torah requires Edom, it's not a Kedushin. So asks the Tumim. So what does Ksos say in defense? At the end he has some other quibbling that maybe it won't work anyway, but fundamentally this Kasha, the Tumim, the Ksos comes to the rescue by bringing in the Ran over here. Says the Ksos aims at you, but that's not a taina. Why? Because what did the Ran say? B'das harif, that how come Edei Mesira can work and Edei Chasima can also work for Rav Elazar, not because Edei and Chasima are also karti to make a deshtar, but the Edei Chasima, by signing when they did beforehand and seeing it later by the woman, that's also viewed as Edom on the Mesira. Says the Ksos, then if that's the case, I understand over here as well. Haran perak hamegarish kasev ishidu zarif arayvet the sphere with the Rav Elazar Edom Mesira karti v'chasima nami karti v'zeh lishonish. He quotes what we just read in the Ran. Mesira Kores says, Koshi Yesh Eidim B'Davar, Bein Sheim Eidim Ahol Mesira, O Al Guf HaDavar, Me'ata, Mashamod Rav Elazar Deid, Get Chos Beidich Chasima Kores, Rabish Nefir Deid Chasima Karti. Mesira Kores says, Bein Sheish Eidim, Kim Sheish Eidim, Al Ikra HaDavar, Shall we get Yotz B'Tachas Yadav Eidim, Ubi Yadua Shabal Masrala. Im Kein Hachinami, Kim Sheish Yadua Le Eidim, Halo Shabavadai Masrala, Havaleh Yediyas, Havaleh Eidim Amish. So what is Ksos doing? The Ksos is saying that this is enough to understand that you have Edus on the Mesira, because you can realize, you can extrapolate from the gaps in front of you what took place within that gap of time. That's good enough. We could call it an Ansahadi, right? We understand. Like we can figure this out. It doesn't take much to figure this out, and that's what we do. How far does this go? So, l'mashal, here's where the Ksos and the Nesivos part ways. This is in Siman Nun Beis, I didn't give you. The following shaila. See, the Nesivos takes the Ran very literally. According to the Ksos, are the Edei Chasima mamish Edei Mesira? Are those Edei mamish the Edei Mesira? Suppose they become pasul Edus between the time they signed the star and the time that the star was handed over. They become a shayim. Is the get kasher? They sign the star. What does the Ran say? That the Edei Chasima for Rav Elazar are also Edei Mesira, because we understand there was obviously a Mesira. They see it before by him, and later on it's by her. That's called Edei son of Mesira. So I ask you, here's a litmus test. Those Edim became pasul. between the time they signed and the Messiah. Is do you have Kashra Eidim on this garrison? Rav Elazar holds Eidim Messiah Karati. Ni Eidim Messiah. Ni Kosher Eidim Messiah. Where are the Eidim Messiah? Where are they? They're under sign on the start. When did they sign? Before they did the Avera. Before they did the Avera, they were Kashra. Right? They signed at that time. When are they serving as Eidim Messiah? What makes this Eidus an Eidus and a Messiah? The Ksos and the Sivas have Machokas. According to the Ksos, the get is Kashan. Their Eidus is what they signed on. From that, we extrapolate and we understand that must have been a Messiah at the time. That's good enough to count for Avalazar as Eidim Messiah. But their Eidus is their signing at the time. They were Kashan. They don't have to be Kashan at the time of the Messiah. Let's say they died, says the Ksos. For sure, it's okay. The Nesivas apparently understood otherwise. The Nesivas understood that the Eidus ultimately is taking place when? At the Nesina itself, at the Nesira itself. If the Pasul, at that time, you have Pasul Eidim on the Nesira. Literally, they are the Eidim, the lesson, they are the Eidim Nesira. How does that make sense? How can we explain that? What do you mean? I said they weren't present at the Nesira. What's the answer? What is the Eidus of Eidus Chasim all the time? We talked about this a lot. The idea is, when you sign before, what you're signing is, what does it say in the start? Think about a mechira of a sadeh. Sadeh is a mechura. They're signing now. It hasn't been handed over yet. It hasn't been given. But the answer is that the Eidus that they're testifying on is an Eidus that's going to be proclaimed, that's going to exist, and come into being when it gets to the other side, to the recipient. They're speaking when? Through what happens afterwards. Their Eidus, Eidus Hasima is the Eidus of the signing on what? On the transaction. They signed it before, but the voice that they project through their Hasima is the voice at that Keshehi Biyara Isha, you'll notice the Megureshes. They're signing before, but the Eidus is only taking effect later on. Says the Nesivis, if they're not present, if they're not kosher at that time, they're not Eidim Nesira. They're Pasul Eidim Nesira. The Ran means that those Eidim, that's the halach of a star. They become, their Eidus is on the Nesira, Bishas the Nesira. But the Ksos is saying not that way. The Ksos is saying they're signing what they're signing, and we understand that that obviously means that there was a Nesira, and therefore you have the knowledge that you need to have that there was a Mesira. But I want to emphasize something even for the Ksos. People make a mistake in reading the Ksos. They say, so who are the Eidim, I both say, quote the Ksos. So people say, they quote the Ksos like this. There's a rule called Anan Sahadi. We know there was a Mesira because they signed before and she's got to get now. So we know. So they say, Psan the Ksos and the Ran is that the Eidim are us. We're the Eidim. Anan Sahadi. I think it's wrong. It's not the Pshat at all. I don't think the Ksos meant that at all. That we're the Eidim. The Ksos meant that the Eidus that they give you before is enough to be able to build on to know that there was a Messiah. That's all that's needed. That through what they said, you know, just like the case of the ring. What they saw is enough to be able to satisfy what we need to know. That Eidus relates to the information that we need to know. If through what they say we can build off of that to know that it was given over, that's called that we have an Eidim Mesira. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you have Stam Eidim, not Eidim that signed on the Stam, who see the get, the yadabam. They happen to see it. And then you see the get, the yada isha. Would that be good enough for Rabbi Lazar who feed the Ran? You happen to have Eidim come up the street, they see it? No. I think that it has to be from the star. It can't be extrinsic. They have to be Eidim Ashtar. You could be Eidim Ashtar by being present at the Nesiras Ashtar. You could be Eidei Astar through Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Astar are speaking to the Mesira because from what they're doing, you know there was a Mesira. But it has to be Eidei Astar. Just to be able to build our own Anan Sadi, I have. We're Eidim. What do you mean? I have Eidim Mesira. Why? Because I could put two and two together. I see, I have Eidim that see the bow with the get. And I see the woman with the get at the end. Anan Sahadi, good enough for Rabbi Lazar. No. No. You need Eidei Astar. The Eidei Astar could be the Eidim that see the Mesiras Astar. The Eidei Astar could be Eidei Chasima, the Shaykh to the Astar. But from what they do, from what they say, from what they write, you will now know about the Mesira. That's good enough. That you can know from the Eidei Astar about the Mesira. That's sufficient for Rabbi Lazar. I'll give you another example. What is Mizuyif Mitocho, according to Rav Elazar? What's the problem Mizuyif Mitocho? According to these Rishon, according to the Rif, what's Mizuyif Mitocho? Why is it a problem if you have Pasula Chasimis? Because you might, even though you don't need the Chasimis, you have Eidei Mesira, but you might end up relying on the Eidei Chasima as, what does the Rif say? You might use them without Eidei Mesira. You might use them without Emesir, and Eidei Chasima work by themselves. Shelo Lishma as well. If you had just Eidei Chasima, then you need Lishma. So what do you see according to the Ran? If that's Mizuyif Mitocho, then what do you see? That Eidei Chasima need to be Lishma. I'm asking a simple question. Why does Chasima have to be Lishma? Why? L'maisa, you know from the Eidei Chasima, Anan Sahadi, that there was a Mesira, I have my Eidei Mesira, and I'm sad. I have Eidei Chasima, they didn't sign Lishma. They didn't sign Lishma. But meanwhile, they signed, and where's the get now? By the woman. Good enough, no? And you see, according to the Ran, what's the Mizuyif Mitocho? He goes with the Rif Mizuyif Mitocho. What's the Chashash that you might rely, if you have Eidei Mesira, you really don't need Lishma, because you don't need Eidei Chasima. But what if you use the Eidei Chasima with Eidei Mesira, then you need Lishma. It means you need Lishma. What's wrong in that case? No Eidei Mesira. Eidei Chasima alone. But why does the Ran say it works? Because from the Eidei Chasima, I know there was a Mesira. So why do you need Lishma on that? I have my Anan Sahadi. The Ksos never meant that it's just we are the Eidim. Who are the Eidim? The Eidim are the Eidei Astar. Eidei Astar have to be Lishma. It's just that you don't need the Eidei Astar to speak directly to the Mesira. They can speak about something that from that we understand there was a Mesira. That's good enough to fulfill Rabbi Lazar's standard of Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira need not be the witnesses who saw the Mesira's Astar. They can be witnesses on something else. They are Eidei Astar, and they need to be Lishma. If that's all they had, if there were no Eidei Mesira, and Mesira Betochem is working off of that. If there were no Eidei Mesira, then they'd have to be Lishma, and therefore Mizuyif Mitocho, even if they were Eidei Mesira. But meanwhile, they're Eidei Astar. If they're Eidei Astar, then as long as the Eidei Astar tell you about something, that from that something, you can know that there's going to be there was a Mesira, that's good enough. If the Eidim saw the ring before by him, and then later by her, that's good enough Eidus, that they're considered to be Eidim on Mesira Satabas. Not Anan Sahadi created the Kedushin. Not Anan Sahadi created the Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Mesira are the Eidei Chasima, but not the way the Nesiras understood it. Not literally. Not because of the halach of Shtar, that their testimony on the Chasima is a testimony that's chal later on when she has it. And therefore they have to be kosher the entire time. No. They don't have to be kosher the entire time. They don't have to be the ones who are testifying later. They're testifying on this piece right now, that they see the bow has dasa mischayef, they sign on that. But that testimony is enough because it's enough to tell us, to let us know that there was a Mesira. But it needs to be Eidei Astar that's telling us about the Mesira. There could be Eidei Astar through Eidei Mesira themselves, it could be Eidei Astar through Eidei Chasima. This is what I wanted to bring out with the Ran. So again, I tried to do a lot today. We didn't do much inside in terms of the Ran and the details, but I think it's a very powerful Ran. This idea that this is why Rav Elazar would allow Eidei Chasima. Umas the Ramban. Ramban sees it as af, literally an af, but you can't say af because you might think that you need two things. But really, it's another method. You can have the method of a mayor, to be a star through Eidei Chasima. You can have the method of Rav Elazar. And the Ran comes along and says, no, that it's really always about Eidim Mesira. But the Eidim Mesira don't need to be the Eidim Mesira Dafka who saw it. They can be Eidim Astar who are, right, who from them we know that there's a Mesira. According to Nesiris, it's like literally they are the Eidim Mesira because their testimony of Chasima is expressing itself later on. So then you mamish need to have the Eidim Bikasha till later on. Kudriksos, it's based on the fact that from what they do, you know what you need to know. That's cool that their Eidus is good enough for the Mesira. Yeah, you got it.
Just to clarify, according to the Ran Kudriksos, we're not saying that they have to be there at the Shas and Sivas.
They for sure don't have to be there. Even the Sivas didn't tell us they have to be there. Of course they don't have to be there. That's the whole Vart. The Vart of the Rif is you just need Eidim Chasima, you don't need Eidim Mesira. But why not? I mean, why not? Why can't you make do with Eidim Chasima? So the Ramban zipped boil and drift is because af Eidim Mesira Karti. You can have the method of Rabbi Lazar, you can also have the method of Rabbi Meir. According to the Ran, it's not that way. It's always working through Eidim Mesira Karti. Two ways to learn the Ran is to say that literally they are the Eidim Mesira because their Eidus is really only chal later on, later when it's Mesira, so therefore they are the Eidim Mesira. The way the Ksos is saying it, it's something short of that. It's a non-Sahadi, but not a non-Sahadi being the Eidus. The Eidus is the Eidim, but the Eidim testifying on what they're testifying is considered to be enough that if you can build on that and know about the Mesira, that's cool that you have the Eidim Mesira. Just like if they're testifying that they saw the ring here by him and then here by her, that's cool that that you have Eidus on Mesiras Tabas. Not that the Eidus and Mesiras Tabas is Anan Sahadi. It's that if you have, they have enough that from what they have to bring to the table, you are able to understand that there was a Mesiras Tabas. That's cool, you have Eidim on Mesiras Tabas. That's what the Ran means here as well. But if they're not kosher later on, it doesn't matter. Because the Eidus is before, it's not later. Okay. Gabriel.
Just to clarify, the Ran, is there no Nafkamina between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar at that point?
According to the Ran, so again, we'll have to backtrack. According to Tosfos, according to Rav Elazar, you can never have Eidim Chasima with Eidim Mesira. Right? The whole discussion, the end of Tosfos, what about by Mammon and what about Doras Baldin and how to learn that? But by Get, for example, Tzarech Lizaher, you need to have Eidim Mesira. For two reasons, we learned that. Fashwi Ishtara, and for Davish Adarim, that's Tosis. Shita Sarif, it's not that way. You can have Eidim Mesira with Abi Chasima, you can have Eidim Chasima with Eidim Mesira. What's Pshat in the Rif? According to the Ramban, it means Af Eidim Mesira Karati. You don't want to say the word Af because it's misleading. But really, you can have Eidim Chasima, and that works mitzad the track called Eidim Chasima. According to the Ran, it's always within the track of Eidim Mesira, but you can have Eidim Mesira in the form of Eidim Chasima. Now we have two different ways to explain what that means. But the Ran says, since they saw it on the Chasima, since they saw it on the Get before, and now you see the Get, the Yada Isha, now I realize that there was a Mesira, therefore the Eidi Chasima are serving as the Eidi Mesira. Exactly does it. How do we explain it? We have two different ways to explain it, but you see you need Lishma, because you need, they have to be Eidi HaGet. You can't just make your own Anan Sahadi here. They are Eidi HaGet, but their Eidus on what they're signing is considered to be enough to be viewed as Eidim Mesira.
So, if Rav Meir also, the Ram would say that when he says Eidim Chasima Karti, that it goes through the same mechanism as they are Eidim Mesira.
According to who?
According to the Ran.
According to the Ran, Pshat and the Rif. Eidim Mesira Karti is literal because it's even though, as Rif says, you could make do with Eidim Chasima, but really what's happening then is really the Mahalach of Eidim Mesira Karti. It's not the way Rav Meir is taking Eidim Chasima. The Shtar is through because I have Eidus on the Mesira.
Oh, it's not that.
It's not Rav Meir. That's not Rav Meir. Rav Meir is, the Shtar can only be a Shtar without Eidim Chasima. It's not a Shtar, and Eidim Chasima make the Shtar into a Shtar. According to Rav Elazar, it's the Eidim Chasima are considered to be Eidim on the Mesira. Yeah.
The mitzvah that the nafkin is still at the end of the day, between the two of them, is whether or not Eidim Mesira alone works, right?
Well, because the Brifentosis, that is, yeah.
I'm saying no matter what you say, at the end of the day, Rav Meir would say that Eidim Mesira alone won't work.
Of course, that's a given, that's for sure, that's for everybody, yeah, of course, right. Okay, we'll say, let's take a few minutes to talk about Chazara.